This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are in the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9 with Jono and Leo. We look at everything that's happening in the music industry, and we love talking about and talking with new talent, especially when it's local talent. And we've got some local talent in the studio now with us.
Melbourne recording artist Sammy Paul, welcome.
How are you going?
We have a bit of an exclusive a few months ago. You gave us your track Why to play for the first time. We loved it. Now, Why is coming out early next year. Just tell us about how you got to record Why.
I had met Peter Wilson through you at a party. We have our Tottenham Manor parties. Travis will be listening tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we all get together and catch up because life's so busy and we all get together. And you had introduced me to Peter. Peter Wilson, who has a fabulous album out, as we all know. And we just got bonded over mixed lollies or something. And we started talking about Madonna, and he said, I really think Madonna's Sidewalk Talk was the best thing she ever did. And I went, me too. So then I knew he knew about music because that's going hardcore, Madonna. And we just started talking and started bonding. And then I hadn't seen him for months after that. But I knew that he did music, but I wasn't sure that he was a producer. I had no idea. I thought he was a singer. Because we can all sing, but we can't all produce and direct.
No, we can't
direct.
All sing. I can't.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I'd love for you to sing, but there's no going there.
Yeah. So I put a GMA clip of myself singing Crush by Jennifer Page on YouTube for shits and giggles, basically.
And is it still on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yes. Look that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it had 300 hits. It must have been the Glee thing or something. I don't know. And Peter was one of them, and he wrote to me and he said, I've got this thing with Gina G. Would you sing backing for me? And I went, yeah, not a problem. And then that didn't happen. And he just started throwing tracks after tracks after tracks and said, do you like this? Do you like this? And I loved all of them.
Because
I really connected with him.
You've been performing for a while.
A long time.
It's not like this was just brand new to singing. So give us sort of the 1 minute background to Sammy Paul's singing career before this idea of an original album.
I had just been singing around the traps. I've done it for a long time, doing cover bands, mainly 80s stuff. A lot of my friends are from the 80s and have 80s albums out. So it was at a time where all of those poor dudes were going broke and paying back their record companies. It was the early 90s.
Yeah.
So I'd started in bands with Scott Kahn and met the boys from Pseudo Echo and stuff, and they sort of showed me the ropes to singing. And in a nutshell, I just kept singing, but I'm not very good at my own directing and where I should be going and what I should be doing. So Peter was great with that. He said, what are you doing covers for?
Exactly. So from doing cover versions, why, apart from meeting Peter Wilson, why the leap now into, like, why is now the right time to go and make your
own
album?
I don't know. It's just divine timing. I think it felt right. It felt right with Peter. I was a real yes man with Peter, and I'm not really a yes man to anyone. But with Peter, it was like, yep, you know. So it was easy.
So you guys started recording back in June.
I think it was June, yeah.
Yeah. So what type of sound can we expect from the new album?
It's very different. The title track is Depeche Mode-ish meets Eurasia. It's very dark. It's very in your face. It's about a breakup. It's called 24 Hours. And when I heard that song, I just went, that's got to be the album title, because it just blew me away. And then a lot of it's pop, and there's a bit of rock in there as well.
You've also worked with Matt Pop as well on a few songs. He's an amazing guy.
Oh, my God. We kept getting mixes from the UK, and I was just like, this can't be happening. This is amazing. He's an incredible producer.
And talking of the UK, you're signed to Energize Records in the UK.
Yeah.
What are they like to work with?
Anyone overseas is easy. I don't know what happens in this country, but everyone overseas, it's just, there's no ego involved. It's straight in. This is what we're doing. Sign the dotted line. That's it, you know. So I haven't really spoken to the guys at Energize much at all, but I know that they've been good to Peter, and I take his word for it.
Fantastic.
And I know they'll be good to me. I can feel it, you know, instinctively that something's right.
So the whole 80s sort of pop sound is really sort of making a comeback with a lot of artists at the moment. You're obviously a big fan of the 80s because you've been performing 80s tracks for many years.
And still go to see 80s band today.
Absolutely. So The new sound on the album has got that sort of 80s feel to a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, if we look at things like the single Why and some of the other stuff, it's got very much the Stock Aitken Waterman type sound behind it.
Yep, definitely come from the Stock Aitken Waterman sound. And then all the tracks are quite different. It's an interesting album. It goes from a little bit of rock, a little bit of pop. Some of it's like Adam Lambert, some of it's like the Scissor Sisters. It's just amazing. It's great.
Now, we're going to talk about the recording of the album very shortly, but I think we should probably play the single. Yeah. Now, this has not been officially serviced to radio yet.
No.
It's going to be officially serviced early next year, I understand. Now, we played the Dave Ford mix weeks ago on the show. We played the Matt Pop mix a couple of weeks ago. This is now the Slee Sisters mix. So this is the third time we've played the song in the third different version of it.
Yeah, it's like an album. It's like a mini album for a single. They all sound completely different. The Slee Sisters, I love. Love it. And
so what are you introduced to?
This Is Why by Sammy Paul.
You're in the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, your weekly guide to what's happening in the music industry. Very special in-studio guest, Miss Sammy Paul, with us tonight.
Fantastic.
Now, of course, we just heard that's the single Why. You're filming the video clip on Sunday.
Yes, so excited. I'm a bit nervous, a bit excited, but it should be great.
Now, any clues or hints? Can you let us, any secrets as to how the video is going to entail, what's going to look like?
Well, it will be a lot of hair pieces. Edward's called it Peacock meets lollipop, so that could mean anything.
You're not going to be
camp.
Yeah, it'll be camp.
You're not going to be throwing things at ex-boyfriends or anything.
That'll be the next one.
The next one.
I won't take the gear off until the third single either.
And you're not going to do a 13-minute like Lady Gaga video.
No, I know.
In mental home?
Not yet.
Oh my god. I know.
Now, that track, Why, was remixed by the Slee Sisters. Now, they have worked with some pretty big names.
Amazing.
Steps, Anastasia and Cher.
Yes.
So, yeah. And you've also worked with, on the remixes, Dave Ford as well, who was part of Stock Aitken Waterman.
Yeah, he was the first mix we got.
Yeah.
Amazing. I spoke to him on Facebook a couple of times, but everyone on the record is fantastic, and I'm really... really lucky to have some great producers.
So the album, like we obviously got the single in January, and the album's going to follow
mid-year,
a little bit later?
At the moment, it's a single deal with the option
to
have another single. Then we'll look at the album. But I think the album will come out, whatever happens.
Because the album's done, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's done. It's ready to go.
It's done. It's ready to go, all mixed, mastered.
Plans for Christmas and the new year?
Still working through to Christmas and working New Year's Eve. Just pretty much a lot of the stuff that I'll be... like, I want to get the video finished. That's the main thing. That's going to take... We'll probably do it on an all-nighter Sunday. And then James will edit it up and get it all happening. And then just promote. Like, it's the deal that I've got. I've still got to do a lot of work as an artist and getting it out there and... so.
And we will help you, dog. I know. We believe in you. It's a great track.
Yeah,
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.